Welcome to the Art of Authority podcast, bringing you interviews and episodes to help you radically optimize your authority and influence to become the go-to expert in your field. Here's your host, authority positioning coach, Mike Saunders.
Building your authority is your number one priority. Hi guys, this is Mike Saunders, your authority positioning coach. Welcome to the very first episode of The Art of Authority. In this podcast series, you're going to learn how to build, maintain, and grow your business using a blue ocean marketing strategy called authority positioning. Now, this is something very different than what you're normally used to hearing because you see all those shiny objects online and Facebook and all of these systems that push a button and poof, here comes results. Well, I'm here to tell you that this system that I'm going to teach you, this strategy, is good old-fashioned doing things the right way for the right reason, and by educating and becoming an advocate for your target audience, you will quickly elevate yourself to that position of trusted authority status because people want to look to someone to ask advice for to solve their problems. And when you can articulate the solution to your target audience's problem and be able to show them their choices one way or the other and where your choice might be the best fit, and sometimes it may not be the best fit, but when you can show them this and teach them this, you become that expert and that authority. Because, you know, sometimes people will say to me, you know, I just don't feel like I am an expert. I'm not the guy on CNN. I'm not the guy speaking to hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be that way at all whatsoever. And here's why. If you look back in your email series and the last few questions that you got from prospects about your product or service, it doesn't matter what you sell, what you do for a living. You could be a coach, a consultant. You could own a appliance dealership. It doesn't matter. But people have a problem. You have a solution. But they need to understand your product or service enough to make you the obvious choice, to choose to come with you rather than your competitor. Because let's face it, you've got a competitor down the street or online. Somewhere, someone does what you do. They might even do it a little bit better. But when you can develop a relationship and a trust relationship with your target audience, and they can view you as someone that is an authority in this subject matter, you've got unbelievable potential. So the first thing we want to talk about in this podcast series is a concept called authority positioning assets. Now, you might be asking yourself, what's an authority positioning asset, right? Well, I spent about 12 years in the mortgage banking business, and I worked a lot with financial advisors. And all the time you heard them talking about, obviously, assets and their portfolio. You know, their mutual fund portfolio performed this way, and here's all the funds and all the financial products within this portfolio, because you don't want to only have this one stock. You want to have a mutual fund. You want to have life insurance. You want to have, you know, all of these different varieties of financial products. That's a portfolio, and each one of those things are assets. What's another kind of asset? Can you think of another type of asset? First thing that pops in your mind, maybe a house. Maybe a car. So, you know, you might even have a mortgage on your house. That doesn't matter. It's still your house. It's still your asset. It counts on the asset side of your balance sheet. And I think that's a really interesting thing that people need to realize is the way that you position yourself and your product and your service to your target audience is a very high level marketing strategy called positioning. And it's how your brand is perceived in the mind of your target audience. And it's a very intricate process in how you can get your message to market for them to understand what you do. Well, getting back to an asset, if you have an asset like a house, it's worth something, and it's worth something long term. Now, yes, you might have a leak in the roof or it might need repairs, but that is a long term asset. Here's a question for you. How long does a advertising campaign last through Facebook or through Google pay-per-click? You know how long? As long as you keep feeding the machine, right? As long as you keep paying them the money, that ad's going to show up to whoever that you code up in the demographics and the target audience. It's going to keep rocking and rolling. But when you stop paying it, it goes away. And that's something that you need to realize. You need to stop doing marketing campaigns that only have a short shelf life. You know, if you can only have a marketing campaign that has a shelf life of, 2 weeks, maybe it's a magazine ad that's in one episode or one, edition of this magazine. Well, that doesn't have a long shelf life. But if you can create long-term assets that perform on your behalf for you, giving you rates of return, dividends from the financial world, but a rate of return might be incoming interest, calls, emails, conversations about what you can do to help out a potential client. Now, what happens is you get someone that sees something that you have done and put out there, and let's put a definition to this term authority positioning asset. Let's say that you were interviewed on a podcast, and let's say that the podcast spoke about certain topics that you are a expert in. Now, put aside the fact that you might not be the national, international expert of whatever that you're doing, but you know things that your target audience does not know right now. So you have some expertise, you have some life experience, business experience that you can draw on, that you can relate some case study examples, some testimonials, some tips and tricks, right? What if you got interviewed on that podcast on that specific topic that you are able to solve for your target audience, and they put that out on the internet, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and social media, whatever. Well, do you know how long that lasts? Forever, right? Anything out there digitally lasts forever. And what I'm going to teach you through this podcast series is how to use authority positioning assets in a really powerful way, in a unique way. And I've got an entire teaching platform that I will train you on. And so each and every episode, I suggest that you subscribe to these or watch for my episodes to come up and take notes, because they're going to be actionable, implementable items that you can put into your business immediately. And I'm going to split these teachings into three distinct modules. Number one is the authority positioning platform. Number two is the authority positioning portfolio, which houses, or if you want to think of a portfolio as something that houses all of your authority positioning assets. And then the third platform, or the third module, would be authority positioning process. So once you have developed your platform, which is your mindset, your message to market, which is your competitive advantage, and I'll teach you how to get your brand messaging just right, your authority brand voice. Because think about it like this. Branding is not just your logo, right? A lot of those branding experts out there are nodding their head in agreement. A brand is not the color of your logo or a nice graphic on your website, but an authority brand voice is how you articulate your brand to your target audience from a position of expertise and prestige and status. So once you have developed that first step, that authority positioning platform, your brand messaging, your competitive advantage, then we're going to start talking about how you can develop these authority positioning assets, which are actual things that you can start collecting, like podcast interviews, like mentions in the media, like writing a book or being featured in a book, or having your own podcast show, all of these different things that you can do. And please don't think, I don't know how to do all these things. I'm going to be teaching you how to do some things with some quick, easy, do-it-yourself steps that you don't need to worry with doing everything all at once. You can pick and choose, but I'm going to teach you how to create these authority positioning assets and use them in your business effectively. And then the third module, the third pillar, is an authority positioning process. So how to use every asset in your authority positioning portfolio to open more doors, to close more business, and to pre-frame your expertise that elevates your brand to a position of status and prestige. And that allows you to take your business to the next level. And here's what I will promise to you. You will learn and you will implement and you will feel like you are taking some things away from this podcast, because I'm going to teach you things that people would charge hundreds and thousands of dollars in a private coaching group, for instance. I'm going to teach you how to do these things in your business. Sure, I would be able to help you. Hit me up on Facebook. Send me an email. Visit my website, authoritypositioningcoach.com. Learn from some of the things I put out there. But this new strategy of authority positioning in your marketing plan will take your business to the next level. Because I want you to remember something. Building your authority is your number one priority. And until next time, I wish you a wonderful day. Make it a great day. And we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Art of Authority podcast. Are you interested in building your authority positioning as the number one strategy to grow your business, brand, and influence? Book your authority audit today. This 7-point audit of your current authority position will uncover opportunities and show you how to be seen as a leading expert and authority your industry looks to for advice. Visit www.authoritypositioningcoach.com.